This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, so good. God, Bruno. Go, go, go. And he's just going wild there at the end.
Yeah, he's so great.
He's great. I love that guy. Billie Eilish has a new song out today. I'm reminded. 9 o'clock, I think she's dropping it, and so we'll try to get it on as soon as we get our hands on it. Hopefully, we can play for the second song in the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm.
How many little girls out there with green hair are like, "Oh no,
I gotta dye my hair blonde now."
I bet a lot, huh?
Yeah. Although,
like, that's a thing. That's what that's.
Oh,
you know,
for sure. Yeah, the color blocked hair. Little, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Although a lot of people are like, you know, they want to do their own thing. So then now they're like, oh, I'm not like her anymore, but I still have my green and black hair. It's, you know, I'm keeping this look.
Oh.
You know, be careful, because sometimes you wind up inadvertently married to a look, Jane. And then there you are, you know, 40 years later, and you're still rocking it. And you're like, you know, I can't change now because this is.
Now she has a whole new look.
That's what I'm known for.
Well, and the thing is Jane didn't always have the goth look. She's actually come into it in her adulthood because she posts pictures all the time from the 90s where she's a 90s girl.
Yeah. She's, her hair's a little, like, she lets it be curly and.
And she's wearing colors like brown.
What? Brown?
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen those pictures she posts? Yeah. They're like, you know.
Say it ain't so. Did you see she stole my shoes? She had my exact shoes. She put up a, I don't know, is a story or a post yesterday.
I don't believe you and Jane have anything clothing wise in common.
Yeah, really? No. Look at the Instagram shoes. I was like, those are my shoes.
I do not believe it.
You will, and you'll recognize them instantly.
Are they Kizik?
No, they're not Kizik.
What are they called?
She would not buy shoes off of the Instagram. I know it.
They're not my Instagram shoes. They're my.
It's on her story. Oh no, it's actually a post.
Yeah, show it to Vinny yesterday's post.
See.
There you go.
Oh, you can't really see it.
That's washed out. Yeah. I can't see anything. What is it? Yeah, what are they?
They're my laceless All-Stars.
The ones you got from Instagram.
Oh, Converse slip-ons.
Oh, Converse. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I got 20 pairs of those in my closet.
Those are very stylish.
I don't wear them, though, because I have to pull them on.
Lean over to put them on, right.
Yeah. Well, if I was going to go out, I'd wear them, you know, because they're my fancy shoes.
Oh, got it.
Don't want to wear the Kizik's out there.
Fancy shoes. So fancy.
You know how I am. I'm a slave to fashion.
Right.
Can't help it.
How do you do it?
I don't know, actually. Thanks for asking, though. Makes me feel good.
All right.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. Yeah, that's right. 6 days a week. I don't know why they don't just push the acoustic sunrise. I mean, come on. Well, let's make it 7 days.
I like it.
I'm only
sunrise.
Kidding. No, plus, there's no way we have enough best of material to do two shows.
Yeah, we do. How dare you? You guys deliver every day.
Thank you.
It's easy.
We certainly get here every day. You know, we're here.
I actually slept to the alarm this morning, which never happens, but that's... Yeah, today is...
You were up until 10 o'clock. That's ridiculous.
I am dragging butt, yeah.
You got to start yelling at them. I have to go.
What?
You need to start yelling at that family of yours.
I'm telling you, I was trying. Those kids, they're difficult. It's hard. I had two bags, and then I'm walking away from the beach back to the house, and they carry me. I'm like, all right. Then the older one goes... Can I get on your shoulders too? I'm like, how am I supposed to do that?
And all the stuff?
Jesus Christ. No,
carry
you absolutely
all my
cannot.
Daughters home.
Anyway, sorry, trash me.
Okay, hold on. Let me get through this thing. I only did one sentence of the sponsor. The Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. You can now get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week. We've added the Saturday Morning Special Saturdays from 6 to 10. It's right there in the title. It's the best of what happened in the show in the past week every Saturday morning on Alice. You do it to yourself. It's true. Actually, you don't. It's not that you did it to yourself. It's that you picked the wrong person to do it with. And then they told everybody. Tristan Thompson.
This guy.
Yeah, this guy.
This guy.
He's never going to learn.
Well, you know, there's just booty around him all the time.
I'm kind of questioning if he actually
willing booty
did it, but whatever.
I know. Here's the thing.
If he actually did what? We still don't know what he did.
We're still waiting.
Sorry.
I think you can imagine.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you've definitely done it at least once, then anybody else who comes forward, everyone just goes, yep, he did that.
Yeah.
What did he do? So is he back? Is he back with Chloe?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they've been trying. Okay. They got a kid. They've been trying.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I just figured they were done.
He just allegedly.
Oh, okay.
Banged another chick. Pull up Sydney Chase, Sydney Chase, and tell me if you guys could have said no. So, this chick, she's an Instagram model, because of course she is. That's what the girls do these days.
That's not. I'm an Instagram model. That's not a thing. You, if you have an Instagram,
you're
page,
really good at it.
You're
too.
An Instagram model.
Yeah,
that's
no, she's,
the end.
She's a real one, Vinny. The kind that guys drool over.
Find her Instagram.
Yeah, Sydney. It's Sydney Chase XO.
Oh, that's her handle?
I think so. Yeah, Sydney Chase XO. She just claimed in a new interview that she hooked up with.
Someone's interviewing her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, she's an Instagram model then. Okay. She's an influencer.
Well, she's gorgeous.
Flip through. See if you guys could have said no. That chick is she's a babe. Actually, she looks like Courtney in that picture or whatever her name is. Is it Courtney?
That is Courtney.
No, not Courtney. Chloe.
Chloe. That is Chloe.
That's not Chloe.
It's not Chloe?
Nope, no, that's Sydney Chase.
Oh, all right.
Hey, you know, it seems like if a guy was going to cheat, that they would find someone who didn't look anything like the chick that they were already with. It's like, why don't you just come bang me? You know, if you're going to cheat on someone.
Well, maybe
exactly
she's
like
not.
Me. Yeah, there's, maybe.
There's tons of reasons why someone, you know, one of the things that used to happen in my old relationship when I was a kid is I'd be in trouble for something. But she'd go like, I'm going to take you back. Well, let's be back together. But then she would be relentlessly mean to me. And it's like, what's the point then?
Yeah.
Like, if this is just about you getting your revenge, so maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. It's hard to speculate.
She's
so cute. Chloe seems to be the, you know, very well, I don't know. She seems to try to do the right thing based on.
I do try.
Some of the stuff we've seen.
Yeah. Oh, this chick is foxy.
The way she helped Lamar was
that was
a lot.
Legitimately decent behavior.
Like good human being despite what
right.
that her husband was found
OD'd in a brothel and
right.
she's all, I'm with you. I am here for you and I'm
right.
gonna Oh my God, Vinny, look at what Sydney Chase is doing on her Instagram. She's listen.
That's a great twerk right there.
If you did that, then I would in fact consider you to be an Instagram model. That's some ass clapping right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that there is actually fabric on it. Damn.
Well, so anyway, they were caught doing it or she was just someone who
said. No, she just decided to talk all about it. She told everything. I mean, I'm not sure if this is some podcast or it doesn't say here what she was on. Anyway, it's a new interview. She's sitting around a table with other people. It's the No Jumper podcast.
Okay.
She was asked about Tristan Thompson's. This is when I say she, I mean Sydney Chase, a girl who you've never heard of before, unless you follow every Instagram model. I don't know. She has allegedly banged Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. They asked about his uncircumcised man area, and she said, it was a peekaboo D, but baby, it was good. He told me he was not in a relationship anymore. So I said, okay. Get it. We talked. We hung out multiple times. We went out together. Everything. She claims that she flat out asked the NBA star, who reconciled with Kardashian last summer. And, you know, they got a kid. They're going to give it another try. He works hard. He promises.
You actually want that. If when you have a kid, you actually want that for the kid.
Yes, sure. You know,
so I can see why they would try.
The mom,
but,
model,
you know,
a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chase, Sydney Chase, she claims she flat out asked him, are you single? And he said, yes, I am single. She says it happened. It. By it, I mean that she's playing with the peekaboo D. It was good, baby. It's so good. Okay. And then she finds out that he's not. She says it happened. And then I found out he was not single. And I cut him off. Mm. Kardashians, Khloe's rep has not commented. But she immediately went to see how her Instagram modeling was. Went, oh, she's pretty good. Oh, she's really pretty. You see her twerking? Well,
I don't know. After it happened the first time, is she steeled against it? I don't know.
The first time and the second time? And also the third time?
Oh, there's been multiple.
Yeah. It's not even close to the second time.
She needs to put her foot down.
Oh, whoa!
Oh, Tristan, I thought
That's why I don't think, I don't know, I don't think he did it, because since he already cheated twice and it was such a big deal the second time, I
he
think
he can't
this,
help it sometimes, Nicole. I don't know. These chicks are so hot and they're throwing themselves at you. Are you single? You bet I am.
Nicole, you don't have a penis, but when these things start to get there's a certain state where you've passed the point of
all the blood
no
is drained from your head. And down to your other brain.
I just think he looks stupid because he made such a big deal trying to like get her back. And he's on this last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians talking about that.
Yeah. I can't believe I let him back on the show.
So it's like, you just look even more stupid.
Wow.
It hurts so bad.
I love that you did the put my foot down. That was so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah, she should definitely get away from that relationship.
Running away real fast. I slammed the door on that one. Is she going to slam the door or what?
You guys love that punchline, don't you?
The door coming to the equation. This girl, Sydney Chase, has something called, let me show it to you.
Herpes?
On her Instagram. Oh. There's something called Linktree where it links to all her stuff. So she has an Amazon wish list, a TikTok, and Cash App, and OnlyFans. So you can go there to her Amazon wish list and see what kind of stuff she wants. If you want to buy her anything.
Oh, you're supposed to buy her stuff?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know about this chick anymore.
And then there's her TikTok, and then there's this. You can Venmo her. Oh, is that? That's a Cash App. I see. And then here's her. Her OnlyFans.
So...
You can subscribe for 15
Why
bucks
would I Venmo her? Just out of curiosity.
To get her attention.
You know, it's funny. These social media stars get money from their followers by,
by just asking.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
By just posting a picture of their feet.
I mean, okay. I actually...
I'll do it if you get
whether or not it's the right thing to do, I actually understand when Scott says, Scott Capurro, who will be on the show later, I think, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He'll do like, oh, I'm on Facebook. I'm going to do a stand-up show, and you can Venmo me. And that's like sort of, okay, I'll do a stand-up for you.
I'm doing something in exchange, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. That's, you know, that's up to people. They can decide. I don't know why you'd send this lady money.
She's entertaining you in some other way.
Is she doing spread eagle photos?
She does have an OnlyFans, and so that's
so probably some porn
possible.
There.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Nikki just said it. Like, someone who's into her feet goes,
post a picture of your feet. I'll send you money.
She says,
I'll send you 50
I'll
bucks.
Post a picture of my feet if everyone sends me 50 bucks or 5 bucks or a dollar, whatever.
Dollar.
I'm high price. I'm not for a dollar. I'm not doing that. Okay, so maybe we've had enough of this. Anyway, Tristan Thompson. I don't need to go through all the history of him cheating too. Remember, he cheated on her with Kylie's best friend Jordan.
Oh yeah. Was that the first one?
That was the second.
That was the second one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, will he ever learn?
No. So, you know, that's the problem is that it's hard for guys. It really is. I feel for them.
I think the first time he was caught cheating, like they planned it out too, where he left at a different time. Like,
yeah. He left, then she left.
Right. But the paparazzi was, you know.
They were paying close
attention. Waiting the whole time.
Smart.
Too smart. They outsmarted him. They were like, man, this is like a caper. This is amazing. A-Rod, he's not giving up on J-Lo. The engagement has ended, but the quote is, he'll do anything to make it work. I don't know if this is true, but he's, you know, they've been engaged. Actually, they've been together like 4 years, you know. They started dating in 2017, were engaged by 2019. They actually postponed their wedding plans because of COVID. They would have already been married. It's crazy. Wow. They in March, just a few weeks ago, they announced they were going their separate ways. And she's basically, they released a joint statement that said, we realize we're better as friends. And he's like, no, I didn't realize that. I really wanted to come back to me. So he's gone on a diet and he's getting his S together. And he looks great. You know how it is when you're in a relationship. You settle in, you get comfortable. He's even lost weight in his package. Zoom in on the package area.
Come on, really?
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't realize
you're telling me
that.
His wiener shrunk.
Look at this. Look at the difference between picture A and picture B.
I think it's all in the stance.
Will you just Nick?
He's wearing proper underwear, and I don't know.
Nicole
can have an opinion.
No, it has to be the same as mine. She can have one, but it's gonna be like mine. I mean, come on, that is like
it's just wearing.
He got a zucchini in the first picture. He obviously trimmed everything down. Just look at it. Can you just look at it? It won't make you gay. Don't stop it.
I'm not looking.
Don't be afraid.
For somebody who's not into sex, you're really into the ween.
Well, look, that is a. I think you should post that picture up on on Instagram. Geez.
What?
And caption it. A-Rod loses weight all over.
No. Eggplant emoji.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. See? Let Nikki do it.
Nicole, go ahead. It's all yours.
He's trying to get her back. Yeah. He said he was sick of the dad bod. Weight loss transfer. I left the dad bod in 2020.
He looks great.
He does look really good.
We're actually, all sick of the dad bod, just for the record.
Yeah. He's a snappy dresser.
I'll tell you, I don't care about those two in particular, but I do feel bad for people who through this past year, through COVID, have found major life changes because of what's been happening to us. And unfortunately, as things get back to normal, you'll look back and go, man, that thing undid us.
Yeah.
It sucks.
She needs to be able to trust him is basically what she's saying.
So. Oh, is that what she said? She's actually saying it then.
Yeah, well, that's... No, she's not. Oh, it's only sources. Because I read it all in People Magazine and Us Weekly and stuff. But, she wanted to stay with him. And she's like, I got to be able to trust this guy. And I can't do it. So they realize they're better as friends. But he's apparently trying real hard to get her back and getting his rig back together. Is it because I'm not hot enough anymore? No, it's because of that chick that's saying she did you. She doesn't trust A-Rod all the way.
Sources say.
Anyway, you know, it's not like I know this lady and call her up. Hey, J-Lo, what's going on? Okay, great. I'm going to go report that on my radio show now. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. I'm still Jenny from the block. All right, that's all I have time for, Vincent. What's coming up in the news? I'd love to sing for you more, but I just don't have time.
So listen, I've got news coming up. I've got, by the way, have the story about Midnight Oil? Didn't you notch with that guy one time?
I did not notch with anyone.
Oh, yeah, we got
no
Midnight
notching.
Oil guy.
No notching. What on earth is going on with Midnight Oil?
Oh, you didn't hear, so you don't have the story. I'll send it to you. So
Just do it.
Oh, then we're going to talk about the time Sarah did the guy from Midnight Oil.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.